This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 258, the opinionated tricks for a 7 or higher.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out how to make a concession when you need to fill the space on the writing or the speaking test. Hey, Jessica, what's shaking?
Hey, what's going on? Well, as we're recording, it's Friday. Is that the same day our students are going to hear this?
Let's see. No, because we don't release on a Friday.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We're going to get this on a Monday, actually. So, yay, Manic Monday. Okay.
Well, for us, it's a Friday. So,
it's a Friday.
I'm looking ahead to 2 full days. Usually, I have to work on Saturdays, but this weekend, I don't.
Nice.
So, James and I have, 2 full days just to play. So, I'm stoked. I already have plans to meet up with another mom and her son tomorrow. We're going to have a big breakfast out, just kind of splurge. And then there's a place maybe 10-minute drive from my house called Powell Butte. And it's a mountain where you could, it's not a big mountain, but it's a mountain with forest on the bottom.
Oh.
And on the top is just sort of flowery fields.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's less than a 3-mile hike from bottom to top. So
okay.
I think we're just going to take the dogs and the boys out there and
awesome.
Just spend some time. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah, just get outside. It's so cool to do stuff together as a family outside, just out, being in the great outdoors. There's nothing like it. Ugh. So good.
Because then I feel even better about coming home and just watching a movie, right? Because I'm mm-hmm. we were productive and healthy. We're good. We had lots of good conversations. Now let's just watch a movie.
Yeah. I love that.
Awesome. So, what are we talking about today?
Well, today, Jessica, we're talking about a good way to fill the space in a speaking test question on the speaking part 3.
Writing task 2. So,
good.
Yeah. The idea of concessions, guys, we mentioned it a couple episodes ago that we wanted to do a whole episode about this because this is very important. Guys, if you are aiming for a 7 or higher, you need to understand this notion of concessions because a couple reasons. In writing task 2, even if it's an opinion essay, even if that question says, discuss your opinion on this, you still need to recognize the other opinion.
Yes.
Okay. If you want a 7 or higher, you need to address everything in the question. Okay. You need to address all the opinions related to this issue that are mentioned in the question. If you don't, you cannot get higher than a 6. And if you don't mention it at all, then you can't get higher than a 5. So it's really important, guys, to understand this. And in speaking part 3, as we mentioned, this is a great strategy for filling the time if you don't have a strong opinion about something. It's a way to recognize the other side. It gives you something to talk about. So it's an organized way to fill the time in speaking part 3.
I love that. It's always good to have these go-to strategies. I mean, these things that, it's hard when there's that blank space, especially in the speaking test. That's a tough place to be. And this is a go-to thing that we can do immediately.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that.
It's awesome. Okay. All right. So as we talk, guys, we're going to be giving you some language to use to introduce the concessions and to support the concession. So please pay attention and take notes as we talk.
Okay. All right, Jessica, I'll ask you a question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. So should all American citizens have to complete a year of community service?
Ooh, that's a great idea. Yeah, totally. Of course, everyone should be required to volunteer for a year. I understand the reasons why people don't agree with this. I mean, it would probably cost a lot of government money for a program like this. And I get that, but the benefits that we would reap, the rewards that we would reap from this, would be incalculable. So, I think what this would do for society is allow people to be more open-minded and more understanding of parts in society that they wouldn't understand otherwise. So maybe disadvantaged people or lower income people or minorities that they wouldn't otherwise interact with. I think programs like this would help people understand how society is connected and how we all have to work together in order to have a healthy and productive nation. So yeah, for sure. I totally think that all citizens should have to do a year of voluntary or community service.
Very cool. I think you addressed nicely the concession there. And also similar to our last episode, you said that you were a little bit surprised by the question. I think you did at the beginning. And then you summed it up at the end. Nice job.
Yeah. I mean, I think, yeah. Like with this one, guys, it's, you know, it's so easy to come up with reasons why your opinion can be correct. And I know it's difficult to support the other side, but I think a go-to strategy here would just be the cost. There's always going to be, you know, some sort of cost to either side, really. So, yeah, I think that could be a go-to if you can't think of a support for the other side.
I love that. I love that. Good advice.
Thank you.
If you have already tried 2, 3, 4 times to achieve your target score and you haven't done it, then something you're doing isn't working. It's time to get smarter. You can do it with the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to get strategies that work and a daily study plan that'll get you organized starting today. allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
All right. So, are you ready for your
question? I am ready. Here we go.
Lindsay, do you think college athletes should be paid for playing their sports?
Wow, that's quite a question. I've never really thought about that, to be honest, but I don't believe they should be paid. Now, I can understand why some people might say that they should, because there is a big issue with health conditions that do come up for college athletes, especially Division I later in life. For example, all kinds of injuries, and that does cost a lot of money for them and their families. At the same time, I still believe that they are college athletes. They're not professionals. And if we start paying college athletes, what are we going to start paying the band, players in the band, actors? I mean, where is it going to end? So I believe that college athletes should not be paid.
That was excellent. Yeah, that's true. Because you know what? I probably would have chosen the other side, that they should be paid because they make money for the school. Mm-hmm. Like these basketball players and football players, like the school's making money off these games. Like huge
you can
amounts.
See it both ways for sure. Yeah.
But I never thought about it from the point of view that like, where does it stop? I mean, that's a really good reason, because that's true. Like there are so many students in the university are creating revenue for that university.
Yeah, it's not just
through the arts as well, and nobody ever thinks about paying the artists, right?
Right. Even though it's just a fraction of what the football players make, the artists could start arguing, well, then we deserve to be paid a fraction of what the football players make. So everyone's on the payroll of the university all of a sudden.
Right? Exactly. And what about like in the sciences, right? Like students that are researching for their professor who later publishes or writes a book or something like that, right?
It's a slippery slope, in other words. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So that's interesting, guys. I think I would like to give our listeners some homework about this. A useful exercise you guys could do, find just a collection of opinion questions online. It's really easy. Just type in like opinion essay questions or even IELTS speaking part 3 questions or IELTS writing task 2 questions. And I want you to brainstorm both sides, because you need to practice coming up with specific support, not only for your opinion, but about the other opinion as well. And sometimes actually it's easier to come up with points for the other opinion than it is your own opinion. Sometimes we're kind of like baffled, like, oh my God, why do I have this opinion? So
Right. Yeah. And I also think this goes back to the culture of thinking, you know, hey, when Saturday comes, today's Monday, Saturday comes, get your morning paper, sit down and read it with a cup of coffee and try to really think about both sides of these issues, right? So not just like consciously preparing, but also when you are reading, just think about the other side every time, or when you get into a chat with someone, think about their perspective. What would be the other side of it? Try to make it part of your culture of thinking. Yeah.
I love that idea that even in conversations, especially if you're talking to people with, you know, like highly contentious views about religion or politics or social structure. I mean, these things are, they're emotional issues. So I think it helps in conversations if you just try and put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try and take emotions out of it and see something from their perspective. Because, I mean, like what happened today with Lindsay's ideas, like I'd never honestly thought about that before. Like I never thought about that slippery slope. So I like that idea. Yeah.
In the end, yes, we agree. We like it. We agree with ourselves.
In the end, I would recommend trusting us because we, you know, are super smart. And, no, just kidding.
So cool. This has been fun, Jessica, and we'll be back tomorrow. Today's a Monday. We'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, with more awesome IELTS wisdom from Jessica Beck. Thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.